me down. Turn me down. Turn me down. Turn me loose. Get me loose. Shout out to Toby and
I don't even want to know what that's about.
Nah, it ain't like that.
Yeah.
It ain't. It's not, brother. It's not, man. What's good, y'all? Yours truly, DJ Dots here checking in. Another weekly Fantasmic edition. That's orgasmic and fantastic together for those of y'all that know. Of our Pause for Applause podcast where you miss a show, you miss a message. Alongside my people in crowd. You see that, right? Wait.
Wait a minute.
We here on a Thursday, man. Alongside my partner in crime, the one and only button pusher.
It's Will, man. It's Will the Thrill. Professional shit talker extraordinaire. Love of the people, the culture, and everything about it. Europe.
What's good, brother?
Chilling, brother.
We getting back to that 620-ish thing. I was trying I was trying to bring you back from the top of the from the top of the thing.
Becoming the thing.
Top of the thing.
From the top of the top.
From the thing and the thing. The thing.
Take it from the tippy.
Yeah, listen, man. Scary hours out here, man. Anyway, man, let's get to it, brother. We got a lot of things to talk about. Yeah, you can't send it to everybody.
Sure, I can.
Because last week you forgot about everybody. Real quick, man, tell me one thing that you ain't do this week.
One thing that I didn't do.
Drina, what up?
Oh, shit. It was my son's birthday. So we.
I did do something then.
So we kept it light.
Thank you, Trey. You know, for having a life. You know, give your dad something to do.
And I was ready. Look at me. So we went to the movies. I went to see. What was it?
Ron's Sammy, what up?
Ron's Gone Wrong.
What is it called?
It's called Ron's Gone Wrong, which is an animated movie.
Uh-huh.
And I realized, like, he getting to the age where he don't really want to see animated movies. But I had my daughter with me. He wanted to see Eternals. I was like, she don't want to see that.
She not ready for that yet?
She ready. She don't want to
see
that.
Adam, what up?
She's like, I don't want to see that. All right. I said, well, you already seen this? He said, I'm cool with it. So they went to see that. Actually,
look
was a good,
big brother.
Yeah, it was actually a decent movie. But it's funny because it I guess the adult part of that movie was the part that, like, it was kind of showing dependency of, like, on electronics that, like, kids have.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it because of that part.
I also had a message.
Yeah, I'm looking at them like, hey, did y'all catch that? Yeah, did y'all catch all that? How everybody was good? Like, they looking at me like, don't make it whack, Dad.
You ruining the moment.
Yeah, don't make it whack, old guy. But, overall, the shit was a pretty good flick. Then we, Christmas is coming up, and one of the...
Hadn't heard that.
Yeah, it's a holiday.
Okay. It's a thing.
Fat guy.
Yeah.
Red suit.
Stole your swag.
Yeah, he did.
Go ahead, man. Finish your point.
Yeah, he did.
I see what you did there.
So, the lady I work with is doing something for her church where, like, they get boxes, like, and they fill it up with, like, Christmas toys and, like, send it to, like, different countries and stuff.
Yeah.
So, naturally.
Yeah.
I said, let me get two of the boxes.
Continue that Christian propaganda. Anyway, I'm sorry.
I don't know. I just want to bless somebody that may not be less fortunate. It ain't got really nothing to do with their religion.
I'm just messing with you.
No, I don't even know what damn religion is. But so I took the kids and went to the shop and we bought stuff for, like, different kids and I let them pick out what they would want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's dope.
So we sent that overseas to some kids. So
did you make them pay for it?
No, I paid for it. Hopefully it'll make them
missing out on opportunities, brother.
I should hit him with the Shaq.
Yeah, listen.
I'm rich.
Amy, what's up?
You ain't.
Yeah, exactly. You should hit him with the Shaq. Yeah.
With the Shaq. Yeah. Nah, so it was a good weekend, though, man.
You going to get back.
Yeah, we chilled.
That's dope, though. Yeah. I mean, I like the big brother energy of, all right, it's my birthday, but my little sister don't want to watch this movie. Okay, we'll go watch something that you want to see.
Yeah, it was
fine. That's some good raising, some good rearing right there.
You see him.
Pause. So,
Young Wilson. Young Wilson, the GOAT.
Yeah, he is. He is, though. 1 year away from being a teenager, right?
It's retarded.
Listen.
It's stupid.
Listen. Okay, Dreed, I see. that's pretty it. I'm trying to figure out a way. This week, we got a lot of things to talk about and only so much time to get to it.
All right.
Joe's in the building. What up, Joe?
What's up, y'all?
I got to keep him awake sometimes.
Joe ready to take a nap over there.
Listen, man. He's like, all right, I'm still getting a check from this, right? All right, I see you.
You call me?
Appreciate that, Joe. All right, so where you want to start, brother? We got some things to talk about real quick, and we got to get to it.
Off the rip, the biggest news.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to start heavy.
Yeah, super heavy.
I think that's on the way to start. Start off with rest in peace, Young Dolph. When I hear the news.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still at work, so, you know, in the middle of the day, I be ripping and running and doing everything else.
Allegedly.
Yeah, no, that shit really be happening. I hate it. Like, I look up, and somebody comes like, yo, something. He's like, damn, that shit crazy happened to Dolph. I'm like, what happened to Dolph? So now they killed him. I'm like, wait, what? And I was just thinking to myself, like, god damn, man. like and the more and more, like I hate hearing these fucking stories. I'm just like I grow more and increasingly tired of it.
Right.
Like just like people dying for nothing.
Right.
And I want to spin it in a way of like it's not his fault he's dead. Let me first say that. So it's not his fault. And God bless the dead and everything like that. But I hate. We just had this conversation, I feel like, with Alpo, who has done enough dirt for 100 lifetimes.
Right.
Right. And I remember saying to him, like, yo, you can't go back there.
Like,
I remember me using that statement, like, you can't go back there.
Yeah.
And I don't know what Dolph has done in his life, because nothing he's done, I'm not going to say, warrants nobody getting killed. You know what I mean? But I don't know his life.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if I know I got that type of beef in the city that I'm from, I ain't going. And if I am going.
But he lives at home, though. That's the thing.
Yo, the hood don't love you, bro. I said it 100 times. They don't love you. They don't. You get killed in your hood.
More times than not, it doesn't happen.
Like, they don't love you, man. They don't love you back. You might love them. They don't love you back. And I'm talking about cats who wasn't even that type of like who was off that energy. May have one time been and not on. Nipsey was not on that energy no more, as far as I could tell.
Right.
You know what I mean? Got killed in his hood. Jam Master Jay was not on that energy no more. Got killed in his hood. I'm talking about Jay at that point, a grown ass man, and got killed in his hood.
Right.
I mean, Dolph wasn't no baby. He was 38 years old.
38, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they don't love you, bro. Like so, I mean, I hate that he's gone. I hate that more than anything, man. I hate that his kids don't got no father. You know what I mean? His wife don't got no husband. Yeah. Like that. Like the type of trauma that they gonna have to live with. Somebody talking about your pops crazy. Because the internet already is talking so ridiculously about this dude. Like, I hate it.
Joe. Keep going. I'm sorry.
This shit is disgusting, man. But, yeah, rest in peace to him, man.
I agree with shit. I agree with everything you said, honestly.
Where were you?
36. Thank you, Drina.
I was going to ask, where were you when you heard, when you found out that, were you just already online and popped up, or...
I was in the middle of, I think I had some meetings going on. I think I had some conference calls, but okay. You know, they were Zoom, so I wasn't really paying attention. I had said my piece already. I put it that way. So I was, I was doing that, and I saw it. And then when you see stuff like that, you know, the way I handle death is not healthy at all.
Right.
You know what I mean? Especially when it comes up something like that, because immediately you don't want to believe it. You know what I mean? I remember being at BQE celebrating my birthday, hearing about Nipsey getting shot, and they were trying to tell me.
I was there for that.
Yeah, you was there for that. And I remember them telling me, like, yo, we got to make an announcement. And I was like, yeah, nah, I won't do it. I was coming up with every excuse possible not to make it. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't want to accept it. But, yeah, when I saw it was on social media. I saw it, they said he was shot. And then, like, 5 minutes later, they had already pronounced the death. I was like, yo, what in the world? You know what I'm saying? So that's what I was doing. And like I said, I have a way of compartmentalizing things like that. Like, okay, I'll deal with that later. Whatever it is, I'll deal with that later. Because, you know,
right.
I don't want to accept it. I don't want to believe it. I don't want to think. I'm hoping you're wrong. And that's really how I look at it. You know what I mean? So it took a minute. It still hasn't really sunk in until you start seeing the images, you know, his family and all of that footage. And like I said, Dolph was, you know, they say he was in town. Preparing to do some more giving back, and he's done that.
They said he was in doing a turkey giveaway that day.
And was it that day or that weekend? This weekend,
something, yeah, around that time.
Yeah,
I mean that was the reason he was there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But again,
yeah,
yo, you can't. Guess what, y'all? Every time y'all see 50 Cent might be in a hood, I'm gonna tell you one thing: you could guarantee, goddamn, he is not there by himself.
they do a better job.
Damn,
they do a better job now hiding it than they used to.
He
remember when 50 was first outside?
Oh, he has goons with him now. Now he got armed guards for real with him now.
No, back then he had the NOI with him. I remember.
You know what I mean? Like he's not. Yeah, he's not playing.
Yeah,
like and that's him. Like not even
being active like
that. Yeah, like not even in the street crazy no more. Not that Dolph was at all. I'm not trying to imply.
Yeah.
But like just because they don't love you there, you know what I mean? He got to know that they don't love you there.
Yeah, at all.
Like, so, I mean, I hate it for him. I hate it for his kids. You know what I mean? I mean, we as the hip-hop community, we secondary when it comes to, like, what his babies are probably going to go through, what his wife is going through.
Yeah, probably 30 dairy.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's just.
Word, but you know what I mean.
30 dairy is
you know what I meant.
That's like third.
Yeah. But
El Thirdo, I think it is in Spanish.
This what we doing?
No. Maybe not.
Yeah.
But, nah, man, rest in peace, King, man. I hate it. And, I mean, I just like it's like, yeah, we gotta stop killing us, man.
Yeah,
we just gotta stop.
You know, I be overthinking, overanalyzing everything.
Have to.
I mean,
how could you not?
I mean, no, a lot of people don't. A lot of people do not.
I'm saying, how could you not? I'm asking, no, yeah. Not. How could you not? Like, yeah. It's just, this shit is a broken record, bro.
Well, that part, and then, you know, when we say things like, you know, praise up for Memphis or praise up for whatever city's going through something, and I get that part, but to you, what does that really mean? Is it just a face value thing? And I'm just going too deep with it?
Ooh. I guess those prayers need to be deeper than whatever tragedy is happening or whatever natural disaster, whatever issue is going on there. Like, it's deeper than just what that issue is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because, like, it's a lot of our communities in general, man, they just hurt. Just, like, for what? Like, for whatever happened. Like, I don't, because like I said, I don't know what was behind you feeling this man had to die. You know what I mean? But, like. Like, at what point when whatever he did or whatever the reason you feel like he did something, whatever it was.
Yeah, we know a little bit, but I don't want to speculate.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to slander the king he fallen, bro. You know what I mean?
Like, but just by what happened. Because, you know, there's reports today that two more people who were there paying homage and respects to him when he got killed at, they got shot.
Jesus Christmas, man.
You know what I mean? I saw a video of one person going to the hospital and people was carrying him out. But it said there's another person on top of that. So, you know, it's when things like that start happening, you know, it's some kind of retaliation going on.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't random.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like not if you found out I got shot and killed or I got robbed or something like that. That's random. Nobody's looking for me.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was just talking to the car. I was like, the difference is in the hood is I know it. I could be at wrong place, wrong time at any given time.
Yeah, but it has no name. We know.
I said, but nobody's looking for me.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's different when cats is looking for you.
Yeah.
And we had a conversation how, like, we grew up with a bunch of cats, and some of them was grimy, and he'd be like, yo, you trying to hang out? And you'd be like, yeah, nah.
Not with you.
Because they're looking for you.
Yeah.
And if they find you and I'm with you, they're not going to care that I don't got nothing to do with this.
Yeah, you was there.
I was there.
Collateral damage.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Jane like, Flo, so if I know somebody looking for me, nah. And thank God I'm way past those years of my life to where ain't nobody looking for me.
What age were you to think it happened? Did it click for you? Like, yeah.
Like, this ain't it.
Yeah.
How old were you? I was a teen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I was still doing stupid shit in my 20s. Don't get me wrong.
Well, this stupid shit and then this stupid
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, then, like, not giving a fuck about doing stupid shit was probably in my late teens. I was like, yeah.
This ain't it.
It's probably not a good. I should probably do something differently.
Okay.
This shit is. That's not the way to go.
Okay. JP said we have to really care about the infrastructure and grassroots in our neighborhoods across the country. Yeah, and then that's a deeper level conversation I'd be wanting to have and really get people to not just understand, but for it to resonate for longer than just 5 minutes or up until, you know, the funeral and celebration of life and all. And after that, it's like not too long after that. I say with Nipsey, it was a more lasting effect.
Yeah. Because of everything he had going on,
right.
On all the positivity he had pushing forward.
Right, but on average, it normally lasts, what, about a week? Mm. A week after the funeral, stuff like that? Then people kind of fall back into their own?
Talk about something.
I'm not talking about his inner circle, but I'm talking about the people who consider themselves fans of his music, you know what I mean? Or who may...
I think Nipsey's lasted and probably is still lasting a lot longer because of the movement that he had.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not that Dolph didn't, but like Nipsey's was different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That marathon and like all of the positivity he was draining in there. Like I said, and not that Dolph was not, because he definitely was.
Right.
You know what I mean? Motherfucker was in town to give back to his city.
Right.
You know what I mean? So just the fact that it had to go down like that under those circumstances, it's just, God damn, I'm tired of it.
Anything else you want to say on that?
God, I really don't. Just rest in peace, King. Sleep well.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Yeah, I don't even want to go straight to that no more.
No?
Tech?
What?
Tech?
We can do that.
Do tech.
Yeah, because I almost forgot. Yeah. I definitely forgot about that last week.
Go ahead. Tech me out. Pause.
Yo. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
That ain't the right one.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Joe, y'all been moving these buttons around on me. Anyway, so last week, Money Man, another hip-hop artist, actually like enjoyed playing some of his. He got some bangers.
No,
if you're not familiar with him. He signed a... well, not actually say signed. He's already signed.
Yeah.
He received his new album.
His advance.
His advance in old Bitcoin. So they put out, and he's the first rapper to do that. Sorry, Soulja Boy. Somebody beat you to it. I don't know how you let that happen.
Lies. These are all lies.
Money, man. Listen.
Money, man. Nobody be sold you at anything.
In life.
Just to be clear.
Listen.
Now I continue the story.
Listen. So, yeah, he was
Jesus
the first rapper, first recorded rapper to receive his album advance all in Bitcoin. And the album is called Crypto, I believe.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. I believe it's called cryptocurrency, something to that effect.
That's a genius move.
Listen, it's a whole thing.
Yo, man, shout Money Man, yo. I see you, bro.
Listen,
I see what you did with that one.
A lot of the song titles are related to the cryptocurrency move, and you know, I can tell he was heavily influenced by Nip as well. See what I'm saying? But no, I just thought that was a genius move. I was glad that they made mention of it. Like I said, I play some of his records anyway. I'm gonna play even more now, just you know, help spread that word.
Just for that move, yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta have forward thinking.
That's a big boy power move.
Yeah. I mean, it's a risk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Bitcoin is down right now. I think it was 6% over the weekend. Listen to me talking like I'm paying attention.
Yeah, it's just
I do.
It's on sale, yo.
Now's the time to get. Yeah, if you're not in, yeah, we're gonna do an intro to crypto show in the new year. I mean, the information's out there ready, but it's different when you hear from us and then we be talking about it anyway.
Right.
But no, I just wanted to shout out Money Man and make sure we talked about that on the show. Go support that new project. And yeah, just keep moving the culture forward. Keep showing people different ways. NFT is going to be next. You know what I mean? I know a lot of artists now are looking at Blockchain was the name of the album.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't crypto, it was Blockchain. So,
okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I just wanted to mention that. Yeah, JP said, or should I say crypto? Did he pull a Kanye and record that in the old Staples Center?
Yeah, he may have.
What you think about that? It's funny you brought that up. Crypto.com, they bought the naming rights to the Staples Center. So now it's crypto.
I seen him ask Russell Westbrook about it. He said, Crypt. I say, yo, chill. Russ, you got to chill, bro.
Who set him up like that?
Yeah, I know Russ from L.A. God. Hall.
Who set him up like that?
Like, yo, I got to chill. He said, Crips on him. I was sitting there like, Russ, just stop. Because, you know, Russ liable to Russ will squeeze out a nigga or anything. He liable for anything. He don't be giving a shit.
Job B, what up? Yeah, exactly.
Y'all niggas is tripping.
Yeah, like, y'all light skins be looking like that. You got to nail that face right there.
Russ will pull some shit out and they be like, ew.
So what do you think about that? Face, what's good?
Shit was ill, man. I wonder how much the ticket was.
It was because I actually, you know, I did my a little bit of reporting.
Staples had that Staples Center.
Yeah, it was a 10-year deal for $100 million. So whatever the crypto deal was, crypto.com is more than that. And it's significantly more than that.
Yeah,
I got so many other facts in my head. I'm trying to keep them straight.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but so you ain't upset about it? You think it's a good move?
Absolutely.
Okay.
As far as Money Man goes.
Well, no, that's separate. I just met both of them, actually.
Oh, Money Man move was fucking amazing. I love it. Okay. I love shit like that. I love forward thinking. I love the idea that, yeah, this might be whatever it wasn't, whatever would have equated to in cash.
Yeah.
Let's say it was $1 million, right? And let's say.
It was $1 million, actually.
All right. So, yeah. all right. So, look at me. Look at me knowing shit, not knowing shit. $1 million. So, even if it was even if at that time the Bitcoin was lower than that, at some point it's going to rebound.
Yeah, Bitcoin.
So it's gonna be more than $1 million, and not from anything that you did.
Yeah, just from holding.
Just from you holding it.
Yeah.
You don't do any like there's no blood, sweat, and tears to do. Hey, hold this money for me. All right, let it grow.
Yeah.
It's a fucking beautiful thing.
I just hope more people follow it, man. More talented ones who can do that. Yeah.
700 million for the naming rights for the next 20 years.
For crypto.com for the old Staples Center. I just want to know.
700.
Because you're a Knicks fan.
Close to $1 billion, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Joe, you're not a Lakers fan. Was Court a Lakers fan? I'm trying to remember somebody.
Joe was Atlanta everything.
Yeah,
bro.
I know. I shouldn't have even
asked. Never act, yeah,
you can't. I want to know what a real Lakers fan feels about that because, you know, they be sensitive about everything the Lakers.
C's up.
You know what I'm saying?
Not my fault. Too much. I just can't wait to all this Crip shit that's coming out about the Lakers. Like, I just can't wait to Snoop come out there. Yeah, I just can't wait to Snoop come out there and just really just start talking about Crip Arena.
Oh, man.
Like, it's happening.
You know what's happening.
I'm pretty sure.
Can't keep hip-hop out of nothing. What you mean?
Hold pretty on. Sure Russell Westbrook grew up is a Crip.
Hey.
Respectfully.
Allegedly. I'm leaving right there.
Because I remember when Nip died, he did the 20-20-20 for the Rolling 60s.
Yeah, he did.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man. If y'all
hey, maybe the neighborhood he grew up in was that type of neighborhood.
There you go. Let's clean it up. Go. Clean it up.
Yeah, he wasn't a gang member. Just everybody around him was. There you go. Did I fix it? Did that work? Anybody buying that shit?
We'll see. We'll see if he gets suspended. We'll see.
He's going to come to the next game with a blue bandana tied around his neck. They're going to be like, yo, Russ. Russ, please stop.
He's like, you know, I came back to L.A. for a reason.
Russ got blue for the rest of the year, blue to every game.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to be like, this nigga's he's not playing. Shout out to them, though, man. Shout out to Money Man, which is the original part of that. But
can we get to no, go ahead.
I thought about that when he said the Staples Center. Like, is he going to be down there recording? Like, yay.
Who?
Money Man. Just comment JP said. But anyway, my point is this.
Money Man's not from L.A., you know.
No, I know he's not.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay. No, I was like, what?
No. We were just talking about the connection between crypto and the Staples Center and how Ye was in there recording at what's the name? Whoa.
You know what that was?
No, what was that?
That statement going over my head. That's what okay, that was. That's what I was looking at.
Nah, you good. But nah, speaking of Ye.
All right.
I'll allow it.
All right. Little love.
Little Ye. So did you watch the second half of that thing?
Parts of it. And this is what, all right, so let's talk about it for a second. All right, real quick.
Go.
So y'all know, if y'all watched last week's episode, which is up now on p4appod.com and all your streaming platforms, I was really, you know, listen.
Yeah, you're going.
I was being what I do, and yeah. I was pointing out what I don't like.
Right.
As a old Kanye fan and supporter,
yeah,
he was saying things just for attention. And then, like you said, like I read body language, I read faces. You know when people are just talking to be talking.
Right.
And that's what he was doing. And he was sitting there throwing people under the bus. And one minute he's trying to clean it up and say, you know, the word of the Lord is one thing and we should adhere to that. And at the next minute, you contradicting everything you're saying and you not being your brother's keeper.
He was being
You know what I'm saying? So I didn't appreciate that at all. So I was upset even more about so many people giving so much praise to the interview.
Right.
What did Nori say? What did Nori say?
Nori
jumped out the window.
Nori would jump out the window for everything. No. But that's why I love Nori. Man, but God, man.
Nori said, he's like, I made everyone love Ye again.
Yeah.
He tweeted that.
Nori chill.
I was like, yo, I understand you trying.
Yeah, I feel you're doing.
He's rubbing off on you.
Yeah, I got you, but chill.
Yeah. Thug need a super hug.
Yeah, shout out to Nori.
But here go the thing. Portions of the second part of an interview, he really brought it down. Several notches.
Oh, good for him.
This is when he had Larry Hoover's junior son on there, and they were talking about that situation and what they're going through and their fight they're going through with that. And he brought it from like Ye's 10 down to like a 4. And he actually sounded humble. And the information that he was putting out there now about
useful
manifesting and understanding what your purpose is. And I was like, well, dummy, this is all you had to do the first time.
Nah, that don't sell. They don't want to hear that shit. Bring out the ratchetness. Tell me how Taylor Kweli is trash.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you want to hear?
He said Kanye's a chatty patty. But that's what – it was such a contradiction from the first part of it. I actually enjoyed the second part of it. But y'all know me. I be on my, you know, my purpose thing and living like that.
Taylor Kweli can't rap.
Oh, my God. Is that what he said?
Essentially. He said, I never really liked his raps, yo.
No. Wait, is that what he said?
He definitely said that.
I thought it was a comment about – being a back, I told you I haven't seen the whole thing.
No. He put out a. I'm be honest with you, I never really liked Taylor Kweli's raps. You got to chill.
Sucker shit, man.
Yeah, you got to chill.
See what I'm saying?
Like I said, he'll have that moment, and then he'll just like sprinkle this little bullshit on top of it, like.
And that's what people fall for.
He'd be like, man, fuck out of here. With that.
Come on, man. So overall, I give the interview
one better than two. A two better than one. As far as like
for me,
for you.
Yeah, you know, I like honesty and truth and people standing on what they say, you know. I like, you know, the real shit. You know what I'm saying?
So, I copy.
But it's just the amount of dung that you have to dig through.
Had your rubber boots
on? Come on, man. Come on, man.
It's getting deep.
So,
it's getting thick and hard to walk around.
But, yeah, so that part of it, it could be beneficial for a lot of listeners and things like that. I'd love for somebody to come, not just come on here, but just to, you know, share what if they watched the whole thing like I attempted to.
Right.
And hear what they thought.
Salute to you for watching that whole shit if you didn't, in fact, do that.
It was close. I got about 75% though.
Yeah, that shit
was. You know,
salute
my baby number 80-20.
I got about 40% of it.
Yeah, cue it up. go ahead. What you going to say?
Nah, I was going to say, while we got Ye, did you see the video of him and Drake becoming stepbrothers or something?
We're brothers.
Yeah, did you see that?
We're happy and we're...
This shit seems like...
give him a smile.
Here's the thing, man.
Jay Prince, you know, Jay Prince said, smile, nigga.
Smile, motherfucker. Or else. Y'all niggas look like y'all was in a video holding a newspaper up with today's date on it.
Oh, like they man. Had
pre, y'all niggas, where was this taking at?
Listen,
did they have y'all locked away somewhere?
No. Oh, you talking about the Jay Prince?
No, I sent him outside hanging out. Let me tell you something, bro. I'm all for unity, and I'm glad. I'm burying hatchets and all of that shit. I'm with all of that advancing shit.
They were burying church.
Come on, fam. We best friends next day. Yo, bro, we could be cool and not. I still don't want to hang out with you, my boy.
So you think Drake should have said that, or Ye should have said that to Jay Prince?
Yeah, I guess nobody said that to Jay Prince. Matter of fact, Joe, delete this shit. I don't want Jay Prince is for real. Yeah, but like, I could forgive you, and be like, yeah, I'm still ain't ready to fucking hang out and you hugging on me, nigga. Like, you just talk about clapping my lady's cheeks and talking shit about my kid. Like, yeah.
So you believe that's what Drake was doing? In those bars, the Calabasas, and all those lines. You
I'm
think
sure.
that was okay?
Yeah, okay. Come on, bro. Super okay. subliminal.
So Kanye
but
had
I also
had a
give
beef
him back
for real.
Or even if I'm Drake, like I would feel like you gave Pusha T a lot of ammo, my boy, to shoot at me. I'm not a fan.
No.
Okay.
Drake gave Pusha T a lot of ammo to shoot at.
Yeah, but ain't nobody know about added on before Pusha T started talking about it.
But that's what I'm saying. That didn't come from Kanye.
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
But Drake believes that. Drake's has come out and said, listen, like I had spoke to Ye about it before, like it even anything anybody ever knew anything.
All right.
Like while he's working on his album, and then all of a sudden and Pusha T has this knowledge of my kid. He was so I guess Pusha's saying there was no connection there, and Drake
yeah,
like,
said he got it from his producer, he got it from
and
40.
Drake's like bullshit.
Okay. All right, believe what you want.
So 40, my producer is the one who told you.
That's what he said.
Yeah, does that sound more realistic?
With these two? With this group? Come on.
Buying that shit, man.
You don't think so?
40 who been working with me longer than even working with you. Period. Like, not even close.
But that's what I'm saying.
I ain't buying it.
All right, you know what?
But,
because you know
semantics.
Me. Yes. The point is, you're not buying this new union and bond.
Hell no.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Oh, maybe I'm different, bro. We ain't buddy bunny. We could be good, though. We straight, but yeah. I'm good. Like, I don't want to hang out with you, nigga. Mm. Like not like, hey yo man, all that wild shit I did that you was really pissed about. My bad. All right, now let's go to the club and buy bottles and hang out. You're gonna be like, yeah, not so fast, my nigga. let's give it a day or two. How about that? Can we give it a second?
I mean, Canada time's a little different. They went to Toronto.
Yeah, he's so, Canada. Know. I forgot. Yeah, fucking Canadians. And your round bacon.
Yo, I will say Drake ain't look too happy about being.
He did not at all.
At all.
That was definitely Jay Prince say, yo, do this. Ye was smiling and shit. Drake was in that motherfucker like, OVO, man. Hey, OVO. Not certified. CLB.
CLB in stores now. He took it back to the thousands.
He was a high, somewhere Jay Prince is just in the corner gritting his teeth like.
Listen.
All right.
Nah, he already know. We already know Jay Prince is
yeah, he's
certified.
He's 1,000% behind that too, yeah.
What JP saying? He said Drake ain't hit Kanye's girl, but if you ask me today, I believe Faith let Pac hit after. Where's this coming from? Listen, man. He said I believe Faith let Pac hit after all of this new news. So,
all right.
I didn't know you was going there with it.
Yeah, he did.
So what happens next? So the charity concert is going to happen, bring more attention to the Larry Hoover case.
That's a good thing. So I'm all for that positivity.
Do you think there's a possibility now with this much attention, and now that Drake is involved, do you think it's possible now? It's more possible for
the
Larry
more,
Hoover to...
Yeah, the more eyes that get on it, the better. Yeah. The better. So I'm that part I love. That's why I said like I'm for that part. But Drake definitely looked like a hostage. But I am happy for that part because at some point, let this man go.
I agree.
Like,
because one of the things his son was saying is like he actually qualifies for the new was the first step thing that Trump enacted.
Yeah,
or whatever.
You can pardon this man at this point. He's done fucking what?
Nah, you know. Listen, I have my reservations on if it'll ever happen. But if it is to happen, now you got Jay Prince, Drake. I believe the Innocence Project involved in this. Don't hold me that. Kanye and now. Now, if Kanye's involved, that means Kim's involved. If Kim's involved and Kanye's involved, Jay's only one step away. You see what I'm saying? And you start talking about all these people with political connects and a lot of leverage. I think now would be the most possible time for him to get released than ever before. Like, there's certain things the U.S. government is just never going to let go. Like, Assad Shakur is always going to be in exile from the U.S.
Right.
No matter who's, you know what I'm saying? So, to see that happen, I would be surprised, but I'm hopeful for it. You know what I mean? And I'm going to leave it there, because I don't know all of the ins and outs. I know it from a high level, but I also know how political connects and how much this country celebrates celebrities and their influence. So,
right again.
Keep it up.
Larry Hoover's 70 years old, man. Let him come on.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Like even if everything you're saying is true, he I'm pretty sure he's finished now. As far as that chapter. Like, he's not getting out and be like, yo, all right, now put me on the block. Like, that's
no Alpo?
Nah,
no,
it's Alpo. Over, bro.
Okay. All right.
It ain't that.
All right.
And he's not hated like Alpo is. From what I can tell.
I mean, you got to remember
he doesn't have that hate. Like
yeah, you know, you got to remember what he took on. So,
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Alpo was hated. They was licking their chops to let his ass get
Bellis
out.
Bellis RS7, what up? What else we got? Because we got to keep moving.
Keep it moving. Versus.
Yay.
Yay.
The fun part, man. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, right. My God.
First thought. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's do it. Let's get to it. Is that what it is? I thought we was kind of getting there already.
Nah, you know, time to get disrespectful.
How we stayed on Yay five more seconds.
Yeah, factory. All right, so we got Bone Thugs.
Yes.
And 3-6.
Yes. I'm going to let you go first.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, come on, Queens. So we finally.
Why don't we talk about what's happened on December 2nd? The verses between Bone Thugs and Harmony and 3-6 Mafia.
What voice is that? Like, where does that come
Tuesday. From? No, it's a Thursday. Yeah, the 2nd is Thursday.
So we'll be here.
Shit, boy.
Lord willing. Yeah, we'll be here. Go ahead. You didn't have 4 days to think about it. Let me hear.
3-6 Mafia is winning.
3-6 is winning. Why?
3-6 is winning. It's too much.
Sinead said 3-6.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah?
And I'm not going to disrespect by saying all day. I'm not giving a disrespectful number either. Because if I'm keeping it a buck, I'm this is me really separating myself, because to me, the group I like more is Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
I'm serious.
I always enjoyed. Like, I like the melodic singing shit. Like, I always thought that was like super ill, and nobody did it.
So you trying to say Crunchy Black is not melodic?
Crunchy Black. That's exactly what I'm saying.
All right, continue. I ain't gonna cut you off.
But nah, man. So that, but I can respect the fact that 3-6 Mafia is winning this shit, and it's probably gonna be in the range of
long pause.
I'm feeling 12-8, but I'm
okay.
I think it might be. I don't think it's gonna. It might be worse than that.
Wow, you just said you weren't gonna be.
I'm thinking 13-7.
Okay,
just because like that, they're 3-6 Mafia's breakoff hits are crazy.
Yep.
They're like retarded.
Yep.
And Bone Thugs' breakoff hits are not. They're not to that level. They're not.
So the Bone and Biggie ain't going to ring off in there?
Bone and Biggie's going to go crazy. Stop. Like, they got some joints. I gave them 7. I gave them 7-8. Like, so they got some shit that's going to ring crazy. It's going to go off.
You know what this battle reminds me?
The 3-6 shit is too much, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they got Katy Perry records, nigga. Like, they got. Oh, the they have Grammys. Like, they have. Like, they got.
Y'all got fucking, Grams.
Like, they're going to play fucking. It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp, nigga. Like, they got some wild shit under their belt that's going to be like, yeah, it's going to be hard to fuck with all of these, bro. Like, it really is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 3-6 is winning this shit. He said 14-6.
Relax.
You're floating into the disrespectful. You're getting one. 15-5 is when you start to be like, all right, now don't do that.
Yeah, 14-6.
14-6 is, yeah.
Yo, getting, watch him out.
Yeah, you in the waters.
Watch him.
That's the borderline before it gets disrespectful. Higher than the Goodyear blimp. We eat so many shrimp. I got iodine poisoning. Make me sick with all this kicking and bargaining. You say that you were bought. Yeah, right. Hey, don't play no more records by them, bro. Because then the 15-5. 14-6, I'd be like, yeah. I don't want to do that to Bone, bro. I fucked with them.
Bellis Ari says she's riding with Bone.
I said, really?
Yeah, she live in Texas, though. Sam, that man has something to do with it. But, nah, he said I'm very disrespectful anyway. What'd you say, Joe?
13-5.
13-5 is not 20, Joe. 20,
Joe. Joe just giving ties out.
They're not going to let him go
there. Said that's enough. You know, throw the towel in, call the fight.
Sweet James Jones, yes, you know. Listen.
Yeah. They got some shit. Oh, because I can't. You cannot leave out the fact that Bone has a Biggie record and a Pac record.
Yeah, y'all are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm giving
some,
it. Yeah, I'm giving them
6 wins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm giving them those. I'm sorry. Like, I love 3-6. Y'all not beating them shits to me. First of all, this is going to be the illest record played. My opinion. This is going to be the illest record played. So this is the big joker. But you only got one of these. Nah, man. The Pac record's going to go crazy. The fucking, like, the R&B records that people are leaving, like the Mariah Carey shit, like, they got joints. Mm. It's just that 3-6 has so many.
I don't know about this 14-6 business y'all talking. I really don't.
So what do you have? First of all, not.
Yep.
Who is winning?
Oh, 3-6 is winning.
3-6 is winning. All right. I think, so give me the score then.
I'm going 12-8 like somebody else said.
Okay.
I'm going 12-8 because y'all are forgetting. Y'all forgetting about
his joints, bro.
Y'all forgetting about Thuggish Ruggish Bone. Y'all forgetting about First of the Month. I'm not forgetting.
Crossroads.
Y'all forgetting about Crossroads.
Yeah, I'm counting all of those. That's how I got to my number.
That's how you got to your six.
Yeah, that's how I got. Because I'm looking at those like, yeah, this you ain't beating this shit. I know they are, which is why I'm saying they're gonna win.
All right, so let me say this.
It's a concert and Bone Thugs is just there.
It's featuring Bone Thugs.
Yo, you are being super disrespectful now to Bone Thugs and Army. I'm not letting you do this.
Far away from y'all can't hear him. But I'm not letting you do this. Yeah. All right, see, he's changing. LMC said 14-6. I think it's going to be entertaining and shit because of the classic and big records.
Right.
I'm also happy to see that this one is not going to be in New York. It's going to be at the new Crypto.com Center.
Is it?
I think so.
Where neither one of these groups is from?
I mean, but what are they going to do with that? Yeah, they're not going to do it in Cleveland. So
fuck wants to go there in the wintertime.
Come on. In December?
Yeah. Like, nah.
Come on.
Cold in the motherfucking Cleveland right now. Shout out to Cleveland.
You know what I'm saying? Tennessee's not big enough for it. Because, you know, all right, you got to remember his verses and the business side of it. Mm-hmm. I think it took them so long. Well, part of the reason it took them so long announcing another spot outside of New York was they need to set up the fight thing around it. So
you're right.
Trill is still gonna be involved.
Right.
Fight's still gonna be involved. So they're gonna have to it's a lot of moving parts when you got that much money involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I was interested to see who was gonna be the first one outside of New York. But I think we got a consensus, except for Billis Ari saying don't.
Yeah.
So I say 12-8, you going 14-6, right? Oh, you going 15-5. You're getting disrespectful.
I definitely didn't say any of that. I said I'm giving Bone Thugs 7
Pete,
and 8. I said between 7 and 8. I just wasn't sure which one I was giving them.
Go, we'll pick one.
Because you said 8, I'll go 7.
You're learning.
I'm not giving you the same thing as you.
You're learning.
That's not happening.
You're learning.
You know I ain't giving you the same thing. Right. That's why I went first. But I let you have the 8. I'll take the 7. Because like I said, I got 7 that I think it's just going to go.
Because you hit it first.
Yeah, I hit it out of Vietnam. Shout out to Ray J. No, that wasn't about her. Nigga, stop.
Listen, I just listen.
Now man. Now people giving out different ones. They saying they wish it would have been 8 Ball and MJG versus 360. Or UGK versus 360.
But that's it. Yeah, we've been going back and forth on that. I mean, the whole internet has been going back and forth on that.
Uh-huh.
But y'all got to remember, Bone's following still to this day is retarded. That's not saying UGK isn't and 3-6 isn't, but, you know, God bless the dead. With Pimp not being here,
wouldn't be this. I got you.
You know what I'm saying? You got to think about that as well. So,
yeah, not that live aspect is included into it. It wouldn't have been as effective with just Bun up there. Yeah. That shit probably wouldn't have felt right either, to be honest with you.
Exactly. So you got to think. I think of UGK's legacy, which they would never, you know, disrespect anything like that. But to give it the full impact,
right?
Pimp would have to be here.
Yeah. Sweet Jones.
So that's why I'm afraid. I don't think that's ever gonna happen.
Boy, I'm actually looking forward to watching
happen.
It. I'm actually looking forward to watching it.
Yeah.
Because them dudes they got so much shit that they've produced that you don't even think about until these verses happen and you're like, oh,
I was gonna say something crazy.
Yeah. Oh, he did that?
Let me listen.
Forgot about that.
I truly believe, and I will say this, I don't think he would win.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Juicy J by himself would give Bone a run for their money.
Mm. I don't think that's an outlandish statement.
I'm
just saying like he got bands make it dance, bro. Like,
yeah,
that nigga might play the Rihanna version. Like, what you about to play? What you about to play?
I got
giant pop records. I got. Come on, man. Right? Yeah. Like this shit count, yo. Like that shit count. And I made this. It's not just I'm on it. Like this is my shit.
I think Juicy J would give him a run for their money.
Oh, of course he would.
Like I said, that's no disrespect to Bone.
Yeah, but
Bella, sorry, don't get mad. She can curse me out later. She's like, "What you mean?"
Yeah, that shit's gonna be good though.
Yes, so
just let Crunchy Black dance. That's all I'm asking.
Don't let him dance.
I said you gotta let him dance.
Oh wait. Were you here? Did you go to that one music fest when they was here?
Nah.
It was the one in 2019, so it was pre-COVID. 3-6, and that was the first time Atlanta had seen all of 3-6 together in a minute. Hmm. Yo, when I say,
roof. If there was a roof,
stole the show.
Yeah. It said if there was a roof,
listen,
they would have took that motherfucker off.
Yeah, I mean he was outside of Centennial, but even then,
yeah,
the clouds were shaking.
Up. Yeah,
listen. People's eyes and the excitement and the energy.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be retarded.
And the thing about it, they delivered. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been at a lot of monumental moments at One Music Fest.
Right.
When Outkast was there at Lakewood, that reunion. Not reunion, but that's when they performed together last. And what it felt like in the air. You know what I mean? When Kendrick was there. When Nas was there. Because they was on the same. So.
Talk that talk.
3-6 wasn't even like the headline.
Right.
Because that's when Usher came out and flattened the building.
They just happened to steal the show.
Listen, their performance and the way. Okay, so if y'all never been to One Music Fest, it's been recently at Centennial Park. So they got a stage on one side, and then like 500 yards from there, it's another stage, and another 500 yards, another stage. The amount of people that flowed
to that area
towards 3-6 show, and I was on stage up there backstage watching it like. Yo, this is ridiculous.
This is one of those verses where I'm going to look at and I'm like, I want somebody like to really surprise me and like,
mm-hmm.
like, I want Bone Thugs to come out here and be like, oh, that's what you think, Will? All right, watch this.
Let me slap you around
real quick.
Hold on.
Watch this.
Because Crazy Bone, for the love of money. That's my favorite Bone song. I know it's mad commercial, but still. That.
I don't give a damn what you want to call it. That shit is a banger.
Yeah, it is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think by Bone's big records, I don't think 3-6 is going to do nothing with. They're not going to be able to do nothing with them.
But it's only, what, 5 of those?
That's what I'm saying. Like, after that, dicey. No, Joe. We're not doing 15-5,
bro. We're not doing 15-5.
You're being disrespectful.
Oh, man. He said, tear the club up. Listen, man. Opening up for Joe's getting disrespectful. You see what happens when the Braves win the World Series? Atlanta get reckless.
Can't tell Atlanta nothing, man. You better hope they don't never win a Super Bowl.
Listen,
I'm moving.
Well, Georgia don't win. It's
gonna
be a riot.
Hey, y'all won a Super Bowl here. I'm moving. I'm out of the state till the next season starts.
Gosh, listen, I'll be happy to see it though. Let's go, boys. What happened last week though? 43-3. What the hell was?
Are they playing now? What y'all score? Nah, I don't want to talk about it.
You ain't talking about it. Game ain't start yet.
So I don't know.
Midwest versus South. Yeah.
Nah, it's gonna be good though, man. Shout out to that. There's also another versus.
Yes,
happening.
That my mom would be happy to see. Honestly, I'm gonna be happy to see it too. Listen, y'all sleeping on Stephanie Mills. Go ahead, introduce him.
I'm sleeping on Stephanie Mills.
Yeah, you are.
I am sleeping on
you Stephanie personally, Mills. Yes, because Queens don't know nothing about love.
But I know plenty about Stephanie Mills. But I do know a lot, like
about Stephanie.
Yeah, I love Stephanie Mills. You know how I know you're about to talk bad about somebody when you start off with the praise first. Listen, I am a Stephanie Mills fan. I've heard something the way you make me feel under every hip hop beat known to man.
Yeah.
Like
what the royalty checks
look
like.
That shit used to be the go to like mixtape record under every hip hop beat growing up.
Come on.
She's gonna go crazy.
Come on. I'm gonna cut this real quick though.
Yeah.
We get one bar. It's a New York shit. Come on.
Yeah, that shit goes crazy.
Come on. Let me chill before we get cut off.
All right, chill.
All right, chill.
But like for the Shaka shit,
listen. Come on. Let's see the disrespect. Come on.
Yeah.
It is.
This is a 15-5 situation.
Welcome to the good
side. It's a 15-5. It's a 15-5 situation.
All right, next week, this is what we're going to happen. This is what's going to happen. So what's the date on this versus? Because this is going to be more fun.
That's the 18th.
The 18th of?
December.
Oh, we got time then.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That one's gonna. I feel like it's gonna get a little disrespectful. I ain't gonna lie.
So let's do this since we got a little time.
Go.
I'm gonna play Stephanie Mills.
Okay.
You gonna play Shaka Khan.
Okay. So after you play those five, then what you gonna do after that?
I'm a whole Stephanie.
Not play Stephanie Mills with mad different hip hop beats underneath it and count them as like another
record. Why not?
All right, soldier.
What did Fat Joe do?
Soldier play every verse. That's a different record.
Running back. Drake. Listen. Thank you. LMC's 19 said 10 versus 10 to 10. Is he calling it a?
You're wilding. You don't believe that.
All right.
You don't believe. No. I'm sorry. No. All
right. For they say I'm not. Listen. We're going to do that. The week before, we're going to do Stephanie Mills. We're going to take 10 minutes out.
Uh-huh.
We're going to drag it out.
That's it.
We're going to do Stephanie Mills.
10 seconds clips.
Yeah, now, yeah, for real, so we can actually play the song.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, you're going up against me.
That's fine.
You comfortable with that?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
I got the better hand. Why wouldn't I be comfortable with that?
All right, I'm just saying. Listen, man.
Yeah.
Listen.
All right, you're making my point, bro. I won't love it. Just stop right there. Just stop.
Yeah,
just
start it off.
There's just some.
Come on.
Certain shit is just going to be like those records like that be like, I don't need, like, we wouldn't have to play nothing against that, right? We
JP said the show tonight. What show, JP? Network King was good.
I'm wilding. You're right. Shock and a miss tonight. I'm wild. I'm thinking.
You fired.
I'm thinking about December. Fired. No, you're right. November 18th, not December 18th.
Yo, you fired.
That's tonight. Shock is probably winning already. That's why I'm like.
Oh, man. They probably did this start already.
Yeah, they started at 5.
They started, what, 5 o'clock, what, Eastern?
No, I'm saying.
You trying to say they can't stay up late?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, bro, that's the time they eat dinner. They got to do that shit early.
My mother damn sure be up at 4 in the morning. Anyway.
Wide open.
That's I already say. I'm not choosing.
Good morning.
Between,
good morning. No,
I'm not choosing between those two legends. Listen.
You got to.
This is why we're here. Like, you know, catch up to the show.
You can't say that and then say, I'm taking Bone Thugs over 3-6. That's two legendary groups.
No, that's not Stephanie Mills and Shaka Khan, though. Come on.
Y'all got to chill, bro. All
right.
Y'all got to stop.
So once again, Will is ruining my
y'all
fun.
Y'all got to stop.
I like being the underdog,
yeah,
man.
Y'all got to stop, though.
All right. You so shocking and Stephanie 3-6 Mills
is not more to hip hop than Stephanie Mills is to R&B.
I don't know what that comparison means. That sounds like if a train leaves New York at 8 p.m. Like, what time saying, do like, I buy my edibles?
No, I'm just the idea of like they're not legendary. I'm like 3-6 is pretty legendary. When I think of like Southern hip, like, well, especially Tennessee hip hop, that's not even close.
Now we back on this again. Okay. I was gonna play some more. I was gonna play some more. But no, make your point. I'm sorry,
bro. Just a beat. Just cut it off.
Just stop. All right, I'm gonna stop. Nah, I'm gonna stop.
It's too crazy.
I'm gonna stop.
And then Shaka got mad old shit when she ain't look like Shaka Khan that we know.
Listen,
like that's just gonna be like. I forgot about that. Like she got that catalog is done, bro. All
right, so what's your score?
What if she bring Kanye West out and do
Nah, she ain't gonna do that. Nah,
she could.
Yeah, she ain't gotta do that. Cause somebody
I don't
said,
think I have to.
They said Kid Capri. I mean, Stephanie Mills is gonna bring out Kid Capri.
Yeah, and just like Kid Capri just blend the fuck out of that record, bro. It's crazy. I was singing that record at work like 2 weeks ago.
Word? Who and you singing it to?
Myself. Bro, you know me. I'm always fucking humming some other shit. But like I would just and it was like, okay, I see. I was like, yeah, I'm definitely the R&B kid. Like,
yeah.
And I can't sing and I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's the best part though.
Oh, I'm going ham.
Shower shit.
Oh, no, I'm talking about broad day, though.
Yeah, indeed.
Like, I don't care.
Feed the kids, Shock. Yo, better, you got to relax. All right, so score, since that's going on tonight, I guess it's about to kick off already if it hasn't already.
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
Who you got? Who you got? Who you got?
Oh, Shock, 15-5.
All right. Shit, more disrespect. Hey, yo.
Who you got?
I'm going.
Yeah, you going, Shocker.
Joe's in hold with another vibe right now. I'm going 13-7, Shocker.
Hey, real DJs know. I know. I know he wasn't going
to. Speaking of which, if you're in the Atlanta area tonight, I'm
coming
tonight at Continent.
So that's what I see. Yeah.
The Continent. There thank you, brother. Yeah, Beaver Highway. I'll be there from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Food good there?
Listen, man, the food is so on point. It's,
that food is banging.
Yeah, it's something else out here.
I'm not even talking shit because I don't get paid from them. But listen, like, food is good as
well. Well, I'm getting paid for them, but just not for promotion. So anyway, but yeah, if you're outside tonight, come check me. I'll be there at 1 a.m.
You seeing outside?
Listen, for real, all jokes aside, the food be...
Nah, the food is busting. Listen, like, that's not even a joke. I'm being serious.
I'm going to get the shocking Stephanie set off while they doing the verses. We outside. What else you got, brother? We got some other things to get to before we get up out of here.
You got an announcement to make?
Do I? Yo, your hints be the worst. You be trying to throw Allie and look at me like.
We closing. You got an announcement?
We got a few more minutes. And I thought we had a couple more times. I mean, all right, we go there. I thought we had something else to talk about.
You tell me.
I wanted it to. Yo, this is why you don't leave.
Yeah, but like, you know what it is?
What?
All right, behind the curtain real quick. So we'll come into the show with like. 20 different options, right?
Yeah.
Like, on which you want to go. But the reality is, if we try to get to all of these shits, it'll be like a 2-second conversation and be like.
Or a 3-hour show.
Yeah. Or a 3-hour show and nobody's doing that shit.
Not in 2020.
Yeah, not in 2020.
Listen.
Y'all already know how I feel about fucking, like...
albums?
Yeah, albums being fucking mad long. Like, yo, that's enough, man.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Nah, yeah. We can catch another one of these, though, if you want to go into it.
We're not talking about Zach Stacy. That when things like that happen, they speak for themselves. So
Zach Stacy, you a sucker. There you go. I talked about it.
All right, here we go. There it is. All right. So that's covered. Great job.
Yeah.
What I did want to talk, you know what? I'll wait for
Save
court.
It?
I'll wait for court to talk about that.
Okay.
Well, not that. We're going to talk about that right now because we're a month away from that. But I was going to talk about the 2K, being a part of, the anniversary.
I got that.
Huh?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because, we try to be a part of all parts of the culture.
Got you.
And when,
2K
changed the game.
It did.
So it's the 20th anniversary of 2K on the Sega Dreamcast, which I didn't have. Did you afford the Dreamcast?
Of course I did.
Okay, cool. So,
I've been rich, nigga.
Talk about it. So, they're doing an anniversary edition, and they just it was doing a throwback and showing the Allen Iverson cover.
The first cover, yeah.
I was like, yo, I remember this.
Yeah.
Because before then, we was NBA lived out. And part of me, if y'all wasn't into the video games and all of that, I don't know what's wrong with your childhood, but.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry for you,
Stop. You don't like Disney movies either.
Not at all. But, so they're doing a 20-year anniversary to it, so.
Yeah, man. I was going to say that, because I remember, so the 90s belonged to NBA live.
Yep.
Like, it wasn't even close. Like
the three-quarter slanted.
Yeah, it was live.
Court.
I remember Live 95 was the first year they put alley-oops in the game, and I was like, you couldn't tell me
what's
going
on.
That's when they showed that's when the camera came with the diagonal one. That was 95.
Yep.
And I remember thinking to myself, like, this shit is the greatest game ever created. And it also coincided with the Knicks actually being really, really good and having championship aspirations. So that was a. And Live just ran it. I remember the first 2K came out, and I was like, man, this shit is this high. The graphics is crazy, but it's high. I'm still alive.
Yo, I remember trying to throw alley-oops from half court because of that.
Bro, as soon as they put that in there, it was over with, buddy. There's a lob button.
Oh, it's Penny Hardaway from half court.
It's a wrap. You know what I mean? When they put that in there. So, but 2K came and changed the game. I'm going to tell you what really happened and how 2K changed and how they took over.
What's that?
Is that there were still other football games then.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, even though Madden was Madden, it still competed with it was other games.
Joe Montana football. Yeah, I remember that.
Other games, right? So what happened
this is post Tecmo Bowl,
right?
But pre Madden.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So it was around that same amount of time as when Madden finally went to the NFL and was like, listen, I want exclusive rights to everything NFL. I don't want there to be any more NFL games other than ours.
Yeah.
Right. So they put all of their money and resources in making Madden what it is today.
Yeah.
The correct move, by the way. Good play, but that's
$300 trillion later.
Yeah, and Live kind of weaned off, and 2K just came and was like, "Oh, you left the door open? Oh, okay. We'll take this.
You got to kick it in."
And Live was trying to make comeback, and Live came back maybe 5 years ago. They tried to put out a game. It was brand new. It was $20.
Nobody cared.
Brand new.
I remember that. Nobody cared. It's like, I'm gonna give you 60.
Yeah. Too late. They got a strangle.
That's
for some reason Madden loses the NFL licensing.
Yeah.
It's too late.
It's
like, yo, if you think you're going to make another football game, you're wasting your time.
Yeah. They cornered the market.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah. They did.
And so if you're playing football on a game system, it's Madden. If you're playing basketball, it's 2K.
Jones, what up?
And if you're not, I don't know what you're playing.
But the other thing that was I think was impactful, especially about the cultural part of it, and affluential. Look at me. Hold on.
Okay, I see you. Culture forward, if you would.
Come on. Was the fact that they had Allen Iverson on the cover.
Corn rolled up.
Come on, corn rolled up, tattoos everywhere, neck tattoos.
All that.
On the cover of a video
smoking
game.
Weed.
Come on. Well, he wasn't doing that.
Okay, my bad.
Not on the cover.
Okay, my bad. Jada Kiss.
Representing that two up, two down. You know what I'm saying? That was a monumental time.
It was.
For him to be on the cover of a basketball game. I mean, on the cover of a video game. Because up until then, video game covers were like Wheaties boxes.
Yeah.
You need wholesome Ken Griffey Jr. No shots at Ken Griffey Jr.
We love Ken
Griffey. You know what I'm saying? But it was that type of vibe.
Nah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
So they put a real one on the game.
They put a real one on the game. And think about it. Everything changed after that.
That's a fact. Yeah.
So we got to look at the cultural relevance of them doing that. And it being on the Dreamcast, which really wasn't the top video game system at the time.
Brand new.
You know what I'm saying? So
brand new. It was a brand new.
They rolled the dice, but they did it in a way that was dope.
They had a 2K football game too, which was
It was some mid.
I forgot about that.
It was some mid, but yeah, it was that.
Jones, man, should be here, brother. Because I would love to hear your input on this video game. Because I know you grew up on 2K. Like, I don't even play video games no more. Like, I remember when I stopped playing.
I try.
Listen. I ain't got the time. Call of Duty, nothing. I'm not, no. Listen, if I'm going to play Call of Duty, I'm going to go to the gun range.
Whoa.
I'm just saying. Come on. Why am I going to waste time?
Note to self, don't go to the gun range.
What you mean?
You want to play Call of Duty in there?
That's not what I said.
What you heard too?
I go to the gun range.
Let me know where you're going so I can go to the other side of town.
Y'all be in the gun range with the headphones on talking shit.
They clipping that shit. next shootout, Nas getting. They clipping that shit. He even said it on his own show.
Oh my gosh. It was self defense.
Look at him.
Guaranteed. Oh man, I didn't mean to say that. All right, so before we get out of here, we do have one other announcement. Y'all been asking for it? Well, some of y'all. Let me not do that.
I've been asking for it.
Yeah, Will's been asking for it. You know, I be hating when people be gassing shit up. Yo, the whole internet's been asking
the
for this.
The streets been looking for this one.
Relax. It's been, humbly speaking, it's been a few.
Okay.
It's been a certain gathering of, a collection, would you say, of people asking for Pause for Applause podcast, the live version. So, look, you saw Joe's face? Joe was one of them. So, what we gonna do?
Everybody's favorite villain.
So, what we gonna do? December. Let me get the date right. Because you know, y'all listen to Will. You think it's going on at night?
Don't ask me about no number, bro.
December 30th, it's a Thursday, when we would normally be doing the show, we will be having a live version of Pause for Applause podcast.
No Atlanta apparel or nothing.
Don't do that.
No Atlanta apparel allowed.
So if more details to come, I did want to start saying that now. So if you want to make your travel plans, if you want to come in the city and really chop it up with us live, you know what I mean? You get tired of talking this nonsense. His 17 threes out here with these COVID scores. They talk to him.
COVID scores, yeah. It's going to be me and Kyrie.
It's going to be you, Kyrie. December 30th, Thursday. Oh, we're going to do it early. We're going to get started at 6:20 p.m. ish for real.
So 5 o'clock.
So 5 o'clock. You might as well put it out there.
Yeah, it's five. Yeah, plan on that. Motherfuckers gonna be lit,
Location to be announced. We have locked in location. Well, I have. I ain't told nobody else. But we're doing a live version of Pause for Applause. And we're gonna get it in. We're gonna interact with our people more than we normally do. Cause you know how we love talking to y'all on Instagram, Facebook, fan base. Shout out fan base. So yeah, live version going down December 30th, Thursday. You may want to book a flight. I'm saying New Year's Eve is the next day. You might as well stay here and celebrate. You know, because we could be out here.
Might as well.
Might as well. JP, what up? You know what I'm saying?
Oh man, he said it better be 2 hour session.
I'm about to say them flights on Air Tran is mad cheap right now.
Air Tran.
Wait a minute.
Bring it back.
So anyway, but yeah, just wanted to announce that we're going to have some surprises. It's not just going to be a regular show either.
Nah, shit's going to be dope, bro. It's going to be a show, kickback, everything, bro. That shit is going to be an event, man.
It's going to be some vibes and some surprises.
It's
going
to be dope. Y'all going to like this one.
Y'all really will. You coming out there to 16. That's what I'm talking about. Listen. It's going to be worth it. I'm going to just say that.
It's going to be fun, bro.
It's going to be a good time, man. But yeah. That's one of the big announcements we had to get out of here. Y'all go and enjoy the verses. Come back. Oh, we're not here next week. We actually taking a holiday.
Taking Turkey Day off.
So we back the first week of December. We can have some different things going on then as well. We're taking Turkey Day off. I wanted to be here for the people. Will was like, nah, fuck y'all.
Yeah, I'm lazy.
I got things to do.
Yeah, I'm lazy.
Yeah.
I fuck with turkey.
And you know I don't.
Yeah, you don't. Know what I mean? Thanks y'all for tuning in, man.
Yeah, we see y'all on first week of December.
And everything else.
Yes, indeed.
Three, two, one.
Yep. Yeah.